And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We begin in Virginia, where sanctuary politics can do again. An illegal immigrant from El Salvador was arrested in Arlington for sexually assaulting a woman in a parking garage. He already had prior charges for rape and sexual assault. After a brush with police last year, he was turned loose. And as Homeland Security put it, sanctuary politicians released this man, and a woman paid the price. That fight is now in court. The Justice Department is suing four Democrat-run states, Maine, Massachusetts, Oregon, and Washington, for denying federal agents the confidential license plates ICE uses to track fugitives and work missing child cases. These states hand those plates to their own agencies freely. But when Homeland Security asks, suddenly it's tyranny. And from the ballpark, a Christian gets vindicated. The Washington Nationals fired their community relations director after James O'Keefe caught him on camera admitting he'd kept picture Trevor Williams off the team's social media. Williams sin? Well, he's a devout Catholic who objected when the Dodgers honored a drag troupe that mocks Christ. The team apologized and Williams answered by quoting 1 Peter on the cost of faith. On to election integrity now. A North Carolina judge ruled the state broke its own constitution by letting people who never lived there vote in federal races. North Carolina had already borrowed non-residents from state elections last year, then left the federal loophole wide open. The RNC sued and won. Apparently, you have to live somewhere to vote there. And in the strange but true file, a Delaware judge ruled that corporations can vote in the town of Fenwick Island right beside actual people. Mind you, Delaware has about 1 million residents and over 2 million companies. The ACLU sued. The judge waved it off as one person, one entity, one vote. So if these companies are people now, can we draft them? Finally, the Freedom 250 concert celebrating America's 250th birthday lost 5 acts last week, including Bret Michaels and the Commodores, who decided it had gotten too political. The fix from President Trump replaced them with himself. He floated an American is Back rally, calling himself a bigger draw than Elvis and the greatest president in history. Man, where's the humility, President Trump? Say what you will. He doesn't get stage fright, does he? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.